feel a great...
disturbance in the force?
No, I feel a great swell of pity for everyone not watching this show live today.
I know,
because
right?
Because as you so aptly pointed out, it is the 21st of September. Mm-hmm. And I was like, cool, what's that mean? And you're like, 21st, and I was, you're like, you don't know? Earth, Wind, and Fire? I'm like, well, I know Earth, Wind, and Fire. I had no idea that's
what... What's up, guys? Welcome.
Cool. I had no idea that's what the words were in that song. Do you remember the 21st of September? So we played that entire video for everyone that was in the lobby, in the waiting room of the standby graphic for twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames here on the morning show, which happens 11 a.m.
I saw a lot of dancing going on in the chat.
We were dancing. Kevin brought up the graphic of us from Enter the Dragon so we could do it. And then we realized, of course, no one could see the video.
You guys can see the video, which is very much like that.
Which is very much like that.
If you haven't seen the video, you should watch it because it is gold.
Correct.
It is
correct.
So 70s, 80s.
Joe, how are you feeling today?
It's been a day, and it's only 11 o'clock.
You walked in. Well, let me ask you this question before we get started.
Yeah.
Two questions for you.
Uh-huh.
Are you alive?
Yeah.
And do you like to party?
Yeah.
Do you like to party?
Oh.
We were almost out of it, ladies and gentlemen. The Cool Greg came through with two, not one, but two of these big
boys. Did you guys both
boys.
Go to the store yesterday?
We may have.
Okay.
Here's what's happening. As the week goes by, I do this show 5 days a week.
Yeah, it's
by
impressive.
About Thursday, my grasp on reality starts to slip.
Just fades.
And I walked out, I was like, did I ask Cool Greg to get us more DC?
Mm-hmm.
Or did I imagine that in my mind's eye?
Think it?
In my third eye blind.
Mm, thank you.
So I went and I got a bunch. Of course, Brandon Jones was in the office yesterday.
Yes.
He's on the morning show yesterday if you guys want to check that out.
Games Daily. Games Daily. On Monday.
And don't fuck them. Everyone's going to watch that
okay,
show.
Fine. Just watch the show that we did
here's
yesterday.
What we stop
was I
doing.
On this yesterday?
Yeah,
yes.
You were. Here's what we got to stop doing.
How much I remember.
Oh, that's good.
That's a good
we
one.
Have to stop promoting the rest of the shows.
Okay.
And we have to we start that. Demanding that the rest of the shows promote this show.
Okay.
Because we're giving views away.
Yeah.
Okay. We have two great sponsors today, of course, Slack and Simply Safe. We're going to get to those ad reads later. And thank you to the YouTube commenters who aptly pointed out that we absolutely forgot the giveaway yesterday. So we will be giving four games away today. Of course, the users yesterday who won were picked. They just were not. It was shenanigans. We're having a girl. Oh, no. Oh, no. Sip it.
No, it's fine.
It's fine. So we'll give away those games, of course. And then if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see who the winners were from yesterday. If you're watching on YouTube, of course, we got a lot of fun news stories today. Not the least
so
of which
things.
Is we're going to be taking a look at Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker in his first makeup. And let me tell you, I can't wait to hear people's reactions for this. And then, of course, there's some fun Michael B. Jordan news.
Oh, I do love him.
Oh, you're going to love it even more.
Really?
Oh, God, yes.
I'm
so excited for his next role.
Some mornings I look at the stories and some mornings I don't because
I
kind of like to be surprised at what we're talking about. And sometimes I try and sneak things in that you don't see.
No, I appreciate
which
that.
Which doesn't happen all the time.
I appreciate that. Of course, we're going to be rounding out the week with the Internet of the Week,
which
we are now doing every Friday. So if you have clips... you can submit fun clips via tips, but I guess the concept behind Internet of the Week is that it's just more timely.
Yeah.
People give us fun clips, but there's stuff that maybe might be a bit old. We want stuff from this week. If you give us fun clips that are from this week, it might make our brand new segment Internet of the Week.
Yeah.
Which is
usually
great.
It's like the zeitgeisty kind of fun things.
It's stuff that's happening in the here and now.
Yes.
And what I like about this...
I don't know the last time I drank a Diet Coke this well, 11 a.m.
You know, cannonball. You know, you only live twice. The what I like about... Cannonball.
That's so perfectly cold, Kevin. I would like to thank you for your perfect
shout out to Kev, running out the week.
Ratio.
We had a great week this week.
Did.
What I like about... The hell are we just talking about?
Life.
Yeah, just general things.
No. Oh, the Internet of the Week. Is that... When people give us the new clips, we've seen them, and then we get to be the assholes that when someone sends them to us, we go, old.
We do, which is fun. You got to keep up. If you're not watching a show every day,
if you're not watching the show every day, you're missing at least one or two things that you probably already know.
Yeah.
That we talk about.
Pretty much.
I try to stay current, but, you know, life moves pretty fast sometimes. Of course, Kev?
Yo.
Let me tell you guys something right now before we get into everything. We love you very much. Every time I tell you guys to subscribe using your Amazon Prime, y'all do it. It really makes a difference. We really appreciate that. We'd like to remind you yet again, I apologize, but if you want to be an Amazon, if you want to be a subscriber to this channel, you want to help us out, even if you're watching on YouTube. Are you watching on YouTube right now? Pause the video. You probably have Amazon. Wait, don't pause it yet. You have Amazon Prime, right? Well, guess what? After I'm done with this sentence, I need you to pause the video, go over to twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, link those, and just give us that free Amazon Prime account. Why not? You get one free Twitch Prime subscription. Give it to us. If not, it's just going to waste. Jeff Bezos is sitting on a throne of the skulls of his enemy at the Amazon Castle of Grayskull that he's got down there in Palo Alto, and or Seattle, rather, because he's not in California. And he's laughing.
He probably has
at
multiple.
Us.
He's a billionaire.
You're talking about Amazon?
Oh,
you mean castles?
How, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's got castles everywhere. He's got the power of he's the master of the universe by far.
Yeah.
Amazon's crushing it.
It's upsetting, but also it makes it so I have to talk to less people. So I'm kind of okay with it.
You know, I started to order a lot more things on Amazon, just things that you just can't get in stores anymore. And I like it.
It's real handy.
Now, my question is, and it's a rhetorical question, so it doesn't really need an answer because the answer is yes. Is it driving more and more of a wedge between me and the rest of humanity? Yes. Is it making it so that I have less and less patience for people on a daily basis?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Do I care because I can get my toothpaste delivered to me faster? No, I don't care. I like it.
It's the best.
I like it.
If I don't have to go to Target, kind of nice.
Whoa. Pump the brakes. Pump the brakes on the Target
pump
talk.
It, Joey.
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
Because when you get married, Joe,
uh-huh,
you look forward to such trivial things as going to the Target.
Do I?
I love Target.
Do I?
I get the little mini.
That's
I get the little mini basket.
Okay.
We go around, and every once in a while, the missus and I decide to have a cheat day,
mm-hmm,
and we throw a bunch of shit into the thing, like a mm-hmm DiGiorno's pizza, some Entenmann's donuts,
mm-hmm,
maybe a fun flavor of Oreo cookies that we've never tried before.
Mm-hmm.
I'll round that out with some cheat and some goldfish, just in case I need something savory after the sweetness.
Yeah, you gotta balance it out.
And then we walk out like we just left our drug dealer's house.
And then you run into Tim and
Gia.
And
then we run into Tim and Gia. And man, let me tell you, when Tim catches me doing something unhealthy, there's a little glint in his eye of like, I knew you were one of us, Scarpino. Mm-hmm. You're talking about keto diets and working out and lifting and you know, I know you're one of us.
My favorite is that Gia saw Dee with the bag of donuts like hidden behind her back. Or was it you?
It was in her tote bag.
Oh, there we go. It was hidden somewhere.
Oh, God. God bless her. All right, Kev, let's go into housekeeping.
Housekeeping, you want me to jerk you off?
What kind of hotel is this?
Top on housekeeping, Spider-Man in review. Spider-Man, the Amazing Spider-Man we've talked about this week. We're talking about the Amazing Spider-Man 2. Keep up with that series next week. If you guys want to see how we rank them, let us know in the comments, of course, if you agree with us or if you disagree with us. Although,
people have very strong feelings.
Can't imagine who would do that or if anyone would do that. But apparently people have very strong feelings about the Spider-Man. Who would have thought?
Dude, it's very polarizing for the comments.
Listen, I know that film is subjective, and I know that everyone's entitled to their own opinions. And so I'm not going to sit here and tell people you're right or wrong, but you're flat out wrong on these.
So wrong.
You're flat out wrong if you don't think these movies are just abominations.
So wrong, you stink mouth.
Oh, man.
I know. Come at me.
People
come at me in the comments right now.
I want to say that people are more upset by the Spider-Man rankings than they were about any...
Oh.
Then the X-Men for
the
sure.
The X-Men rankings, everyone's like, we, you know, whatever, we're lukewarm on. But for whatever reason, people are really protective of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't really, I didn't rewatch any of them.
It blows
so
up.
I don't feel like I have, I feel
no,
like
you're
I would
smart.
Need to do that.
You're smart. Next up on housekeeping, in keeping with the Spider-Man theme for September, of course, we are offering two really, really fun things on each of our fan mail tiers on both Patreons. On Kinda Funny Games Patreon, we are offering this exclusive PS4 shirtless Spider-Man cover. It will be signed by Greg Miller and sent right into your mailbox. You can slide that on your shelf. And when your parents come over and go, they made a shirtless Spider-Man game? You just keep that joke going. Like, yeah, Grandma. Yeah, Ma.
They did.
Yeah, Dad, they did.
You
Isn't it
play?
Great? Isn't this cool? I thought Spider-Man was supposed to be skinny and like
in
acrobatic.
Suit.
No, in fact, Spider-Man gained some. He gained a couple of LBs. And you know, we're not gonna hold it against him.
This isn't high school Peter Parker.
That's what a man looks. This is after three kids, Peter Parker, my metabolism caught up with me, mm-hmm, and honestly, I just stopped giving a fuck.
Yeah.
I just stopped giving a fuck about health, but also about male grooming. I don't care about that either.
I don't think a lot of people like nair their male hair.
Mm. That's because they don't have me in their life to look at them and point and laugh at the random tufts of hair that look like islands, I guess, on a video game map. You know, when you like you go top down, and you see a little shit, and you're like, I don't want to go there. No one's gonna go there. They're just kind of there for seasoning. Anyway, patreon.com/kindoffunny. We are offering this Panda Musk exclusive art print. This will be signed by no one, but it will be printed out and sent to your house. And it's really, so really cool. Beautiful. These two are just the best of friends. This is actual Spider-Man and then shirtless Spider-Man plummeting to his ultimate demise. So go over there. Again, I think the last of the fan mail
those are out.
Prints from last week, last month, excuse me, the headshots of yours truly have been sent out. And now I have to send a few more out today and tomorrow to just my friends and family just to see, just to prove to them once and for all that they should stop being friends with me.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, they really should. Joe, what's this next thing? What is this?
If you are in the UK and you're going to EGX, you can go hang out with the community. We will not be there to emphasize this as a community meetup. There's some confusion on the interwebs.
We've already been there. How many times do you guys want us to come to the fucking UK?
Technically, this is Birmingham, which I don't really know.
Birmingham, Alabama?
Yes.
No.
That's what that means.
Is there a Birmingham, Alabama?
Yes.
Cool.
So pretty much if you're listening right now, you should go to BrewDog because they're there, I think, like literally right now.
I mean, it is.
What time is it? 5 o'clock there?
No.
It's a 5-hour difference. Yeah.
No, it's not.
No, it's like.
And that's still not the right
now. 8-hour difference.
So it is 7 o'clock.
9 o'clock there. 8 o'clock. 7 o'clock. It is 7 o'clock right there.
Yeah. People are there now. Go, 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 go.
Go. If you're listening to this later and you're like, shoot, I missed that, you can still make it to the Birmingham Cathedral at 10 a.m. And I don't know any of the other details because Kevin clicked off of it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Perfect. They're meeting at 10 a.m. to start walking around, meet at the entrance. If you know anything, contact Cam. This is on the subreddit, so go find it.
Yep, yep, yep.
10 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah.
Their time.
Yeah.
GM.
That'd be weird if they listed it in our time.
I mean, honestly, I would respect that a lot.
I mean, to be fair, they should.
Yeah, it's the best time.
Because even though that would be really confusing for people who can actually make the meet and greet, West Coast, Best Coast, right, Kev?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
West Coast, Best Coast.
I'm not arguing that.
Sorry. We need it. I wish we had a shirt that said West Coast, Best Coast.
We should have that.
And we should force the people in the central in the time Coast. Of Rooster Teeth to sell that shirt.
Dude, that's a great idea.
What if...
Tell Andy to make a shirt that says... Well, you know it's not going to sell very well in the East Coast in the central time zone.
But that's best friends.
What if we sold three?
But what if we collabed with our friends down at Funhouse?
Yeah.
And did a West Coast, Best Coast shirt.
I'd be fine with that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Our last collab shirt with Funhouse, not our most popular shirt.
No, because they chose colors that no human being would want to wear.
Sure.
But we could do something fun with those guys. They're very talented human beings.
Yeah.
They're
I'm going to add it to my list.
Add it to your list. West Coast, Best Coast.
East Coast, Beast Coast.
That doesn't make any sense, Jared.
Totally does.
East Coast, Beast Coast?
A lot of people say East Coast, Least Coast.
A lot of people say, what central time?
Nobody
with you on that.
And nobody can answer that question.
We should definitely sell a shirt that says, fuck central time.
Jesus Christ.
Big, bold, old impact shirt.
Just ugly as shit. We spent 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, the shirt, the design of the shirt itself is insulting enough. But then when you read it, it just takes it to that extra side. Man, people must hate us in the central time zone.
Yeah.
Because we unabashedly hate that time zone for no reason.
The central time zone is terrible.
There is a reason. It's awful.
I lived in Kentucky for a while, right on the border of Eastern and Central.
Yeah.
And let me tell you what, that's just, nobody should have to deal with that.
My perception of the East Coast time zone is that they're holier than now. Oh, look at us, hoity-toity. This is how your country started. We're all the East Coast snobs. We're ahead of you always.
We're 70% of the population.
Yeah, whatever. And then we get to West Coast, like Central Time Zone, everyone's like, wow, that's cool, we fly over you. And then West Coast is where everyone goes to just relax and chill in the sun. That's why it's the best.
I love Middle America. I've lived in the Southeast. I've lived in the Midwest. I really like it there, but screw Central Time.
Yeah.
Yes!
And to be fair, I love going to Austin, Texas. I think it's super
fun. Oh, it's great.
I love visiting all the states in the flyover states. I love Middle America. I do.
Me too.
I just find it egregious.
Egregious.
That they have their own time zone.
You know what was worse for a while was Indiana didn't have daylight savings time either. They had Indiana time. So not only were you in the Midwest in that like central border area.
That's some Arizona shit right there.
Yeah, they did that for a while. They finally stopped. But Indiana had its own, and it wasn't even consistent between counties. It was just, that was awful. That was truly awful. There's a two-part West Wing episode about that.
Let me ask you a question, Jared.
Yes, sir.
Do you like to party?
Not particularly, no.
Okay. If I offered you the beverage du jour. Yeah. Would you like some?
You know, I haven't had a sweetened diet beverage mm-hmm. since I started keto. Mm-hmm. It's allowed, but I haven't had them. So yes, I take a.
You want a cannonball today?
I take a little.
Go get yourself a little glass of ice and come party with us.
All right, I'll come party with you.
Come party with us. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Jared's doing that.
Jared's gonna have a good time.
Quick tip reminder. Are we gonna do it? I don't know. Kev does it sometimes. I don't know what's happening.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Give me your fucking money.
God, I love it. I fucking love it.
I forgot it was a thing.
I love it. That's not a problem. I just love it. I look forward to it when I wake up in the morning. I think
and
to
the
myself,
alarm gives off a warning, and you'll think you'll
I was
never
trying
make
to
it
think
on
of
time.
The, yeah, I was trying to think of the rest of those, but I just couldn't do it. Thanks for I think about that tip graphic, and it gets me out of the bed in the morning. If you guys want to tip us at the $5 or above level, we will read those tips. We thank you very much for those of you who choose to support the show that way. And thanks to Neobytes for giving us all those cheers, even though they make no sense. And you have yet to hit the 500 cheer threshold. But you know what? We play fast and loose on this show.
Yeah.
All the time.
Every day.
People go, what? You have to give us $5. I read all the fucking tips.
Do you?
Well, no.
I don't think you do.
I read the tips, but if you give us fewer or less than $5, mm-hmm. I will shame you. Publicly.
Yeah.
This is a very public shaming. What is this?
It's one of the tips.
Oh, cool.
I don't know if it's worth watching.
It's 16 seconds.
Yeah, so let's give it a go.
Hold on.
When we get there, there's no rush. Well,
we're going to get there. We're going to get there.
Keep talking.
Joe, I'm going to log into the tips. I need you to pour Jared a glass of party.
Oh, if I can get it.
Pour him a glass of party.
Get it, Joey. Get it.
Thank you, Joey Noel.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, lots of tips today. Thank you guys very much for all of your support. Super Beetle gave us our first tip, gave us $10, said, what's up, morning show? I'm a pro wrestler, so I'm constantly driving every weekend, and I just wanted to say thank you for the last on long drives. If you or any of the best friends out there are wrestling fans, follow me at Real Super Beetle. All right, thanks, Real Super Beetle. Hey, you know what? You're doing God's work, and be safe while you drive.
Can we compare these pours, Nick?
It's always the first one that had the ice.
Yeah, you gotta get it out.
That's how my first one was, too.
All right, yeah, I'm looking here, and it's like...
That's how my first one looks.
Amazing. All right, can we try another top off here?
Cannonball.
Thank you for sharing the bounty of your party with me.
Cannonball. You know what, guys? It's just, not...
When it's new ice, it gets super foamy.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Y'all, enjoy the party.
It's not a party unless everyone's having fun, okay? If only one person's having fun, it's not a party. Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I just looked up at Real Super Beetle.
Mm-hmm.
Kev, I'm going to drop this in there. Actually, Kev, can you go to twitter.com/RealSuperBeetle? I just need you guys to see this. This is...
What is it?
It's his wrestling. He's a wrestler.
Waiting with bated breath.
Are you seeing this? It's amazing.
There's a lot of things going on right here.
Give me a second. Sorry.
He's got it going on. It's okay.
Can't spell Beetle because I'm a fucking...
Mm. B-E-E-T-L-E. Here's the thing. It's very confusing, and it was very confusing to me as a child because the Beatles spell it with an A as in beat, and I never got that. So for the longest time, I just thought that's how you spell Beetle, and people were like, you're a daft idiot. And I said, yes, but how do you spell Beetle? That's what I used to say. Bring this up, Kev.
That's because a man appeared in a flaming pie and told John Lennon to spell it Beatles with an A.
That's smart. A and B, they did a lot of weed. This is amazing. This costume is amazing. Can you click on that? What's going on with this pinned tweet? That's what I want to see. Can you come back to the pinned tweet?
Oh, man. I don't know, but that's so good.
This is fuck. No. Go. Just click on the pinned tweet. Let's see this. Let's see the whole thing, like, bigger. It's just him sitting with a bunch of kids. This is terrifying to me. A lot of new bugs followed me after this weekend. I could not have been more grateful. If you'd like to see more, Instagram, Real Super Beetle, YouTube. He's got a YouTube channel, all that stuff, too. Can you click into the picture? Can we zoom in? Is he just chilling on a park bench with kids? Oh, it's a trampoline.
Fuck.
What happened? What the fuck happened?
I clicked into the picture.
What happened?
And for whatever reason, I also highlighted it.
There you go.
Just hanging out.
I imagine this is what Kevin does when we don't see him. He dresses in a luchador mask. And
he
sits with
one.
Children,
I
like saves children, but also maybe he might also traumatize the children.
I really want an American flag cape for my outfit.
I don't feel like the trampoline is where Kevin shines with this. I feel like where Kevin shines with this is a bounce house where he can throw kids at the wall.
Oh, yeah.
But they think
that
it's fun.
No, let's put it this way. If Kevin walked into a bounce house with four children, four out of four children would have broken collarbones when they were done with that.
First of all, just so you guys know, I have a really, really bad track record with trampolines.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Do you guys
mean?
Know the Jump for Fun, where it's like all trampolines?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I sure do. Every single time I've like gone there, someone walls. I know has hurt themselves.
Every single time, and I've gone like four times,
yeah.
I have severely, severely hurt my ankle.
Yeah. You really, I had,
we was went Was it one, the side ones that got you?
No.
It's just being on a fucking trampoline. I just don't understand the physics of it. No, I do understand the physics of it. I know when to jump, but I always fuck it up. Every time.
Let's put it this way. If Kevin were a superhero, his one weakness would be trampolines.
That's a fact.
I would love to see how that plays out and how he's foiled by trampolines.
I'm going to put it this way. I don't know how Wikipedia works. I know we're all on the Kind of Funny Wikipedia.
Yeah.
If someone could edit that and put under Kevin's profile, his one weakness is trampolines, I will be forever. I know they're going to fucking change it back because the people on Wikipedia have no damn sense of humor and they won't let shit lie. They just don't get comedy.
I currently don't have a Wikipedia.
You're not on the Kind of Funny Wikipedia?
No, it's blank. It's just under construction. So if someone wants to fill that out with like semi-facts, go for it.
At one point,
or just make shit up. Who cares?
Yeah, that's
nothing's real on the internet anymore. Who cares? We can make our own reality, ladies and gentlemen. It's
someone
here.
Was it's doing here. The Wikia, whatever, however you say it.
Yeah, the wiki.
Yeah. So Kevin's on there, but it is under construction. I think Penguin Von Penguin was maybe working on those.
Hey,
at one
point. Von P, let's get on that. All right.
Okay, you can't just say that.
And also, I got a bone to pick with people.
Uh huh.
Because to the best of my knowledge, and I have not looked, Fiona has not thanked me either for the subscription to her channel. I just want people to know, I remember these things. Not well, and I'll probably forget tomorrow, but every now and again I remember. So if I see you in person, you're going to get shit, P Von P. Get on it. This guy's my hero now.
I'm trying to find a video so we get more of
this is the best.
But like, yeah, he's great.
He's great.
His squad seems really cool too.
Hey, Real Super Beetle, let us know if you're ever coming anywhere on the West Coast. We will come out to one of your shows. These look amazing. Also, slightly psychotic. This is the stuff of nightmares.
I love this guy's mask. That's awesome.
No, he's got a hatchet or
Wrestle
some sort of axe
circus.
Or a big hammer. A hammer grande.
Let's just talk about that.
Kevin, how do you say hammer in Spanish?
I don't know. Give me a second. Like, keep talking.
Hey, Siri, how do you say hammer in Spanish?
Martillo.
Man, the chat beat you on that one, Kevin.
Martillo grande.
No, it didn't. One person got in there.
And it was before you.
I don't think it was.
These guys are... I want these guys. I want... Here's the thing.
Shout outs to you, Super Bluebeal.
# wrestling circus, I guess, is this person's promotion. I love it. I want these people following me around always.
You just want a hype crew.
Well, what I want to do is I want to be able to do a comedy show, but then have them do the show first and then be behind me the whole time. And if people don't laugh, they come and strong arm them a little bit.
Yeah.
A little Darce choke or something.
You want a whole squad of hype men or women.
I do want that.
Also, Real Super Beetle, ABW's over here. So if you ever want to come, I'm sure that they'd be down to climb.
I'm just saying, they don't have anyone as creative as you.
Mm.
An AP, an all pro wrestler.
What's his name? Joey Malone or something? No.
They do have Joey Malone.
That's our best friend. It's not Joey
I was like, I don't think Joey Malone. I've seen, there's no insult to Joey Malone, but I don't think he's wrestling.
You know who I'm talking about, though. Joey's something. The dude with the mustache.
Yeah, they're all awesome. ABW is awesome. I'm just talking shit. What's up?
He does the dick thing. He was in a picture just a second ago.
Well, Google it. While you do that, Bryce gave us $5 and said, greetings from Toronto. First time doing my birthday tax. My wife, Dorothy, is away in China for another week on the girls' trip. It's my birthday today, and I'm a little lonely. Nick, can you tell Dorothy I miss her? Kevin, when you have a second, please give me the one. Dorothy, your husband misses you. That's it. I don't know. Was I supposed to do?
I don't know.
I'm all choked up. That was beautiful.
Kevin lingered for a little bit.
You know this guy, right? Right here?
Yeah, I do know that guy.
Who is that guy?
He does the... I want to... Maybe it's called...
You know what, Kev? Give me the one again, please. Can you give me the one? Dorothy, listen.
It looks like Rob Delaney.
It's absolutely okay that you go travel. You guys should have separate lives from each other. And it's good because your husband misses you right now. And that's actually a good thing. Because if he didn't miss you, after weeks and weeks of you being in China, I would be a little concerned. Absence, as they say, makes the heart grow fonder. But there's a threshold for that. At a certain point, there's only so much porn your husband can watch multiple times a day before you have to come back and hang out with him. Otherwise, it starts to mess up his mind. Take it from me. I've been there. Okay? So for his sanity's sake, come back from China safe and sound as soon as possible. and save him from his own vices. Because chafing is a real thing. The more you know. All right, thanks, Kev.
No worries.
We maybe should have just stuck with the first one.
Dan Fitzsimmons says, shout out to Cool Greg. Had a chat with him about music a while ago, and it was sick. I bit the bullet to spend money I don't have to send you this, so you damn well better remember me, Nick, says Dan Fitzgerald, coming in at the 500 cheer mark. Thanks, Dan Fitzgerald. Okay. Fitzsimmons, excuse me, I said Fitzgerald. Fitzsimmons.
Kevin, I just slacked you a link, and I'm going to need you to bring it up for me. I don't know what did you tweet this morning about the show? You always put out a tweet about the show. What did you say? Do you remember?
Who the hell knows? No, I don't know. I don't.
It's just very stream of consciousness.
I said, hold on, let me look.
Wait, do we want to
look? I said, come celebrate another great week in the sun with me and at Joey Noel on the morning show. And then I put the, do you remember the ton of...
It's perfect. Nerf Alice, who's a wonderful artist.
Son of a bitch.
In the community, is
that's just
here to party with
that
us
is,
today.
You are.
You're Alice? Hitting all of the notes.
Alice, you just took it up a fucking level, okay? And let me tell you something right now. If you want to open up, well, you know those little advent calendars?
Mm-hmm.
You know how you get to open them up and you look through and you're like, oh, that's so cute.
You look through them?
I don't know.
Don't they have chocolate?
Who the hell knows? Well, you look into whatever it is.
Chocolate. Okay.
If you want to take a little advent calendar door into my soul, into my what my weekend's going to look like, that's exactly what that's fucking happiness right there.
Yeah.
Okay? That is me more often than not on the weekends.
It's, yeah, that is as close as you can get to a Nick Scarpino starter pack. You're missing just like some Taco Bell. If we're going for like guilty pleasures.
Well, it's either or.
Either or.
But that right there is, and you might ask yourself,
mm-hmm.
Does Nick eat the entire thing of cinnamon Oreos and then continue to shake and maybe throw up?
God, Nick.
From like sugar overload?
Yeah, because there is. I mean, it fucks you up. It fucks you up.
That's a lot of sugar.
I love
but
it.
But yeah, shout out to Nerf Alice. She's the one that did the like watercolor shirtless Spider-Man.
Yeah, she's. Oh wait, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's getting a follow for that one.
An excellent.
There you go.
Artiste.
Do we want to show?
You're gonna follow
this?
For that, Nerf Alice. Yeah, let's go. No, what is this? Is this the clip?
Yeah. No.
This is the clip of your friend. Nah, we're beyond that.
Okay, all right,
we're beyond that.
Just making sure.
We're beyond that. We've moved beyond that. Let's see. Teatro 1214 says, "Hey Nick, friendly reminder: we are 13 days away from New York Comic Con. Are you going?"
Teatro.
What did I say? Teatro.
Yeah.
That's like a weird theater on the Embarcadero. Sorry about
really?
That. Yeah.
Oh, fun.
It's like a circus thing. Are you going to just settle for the title of champ, or do you want to be a goddamn hero? # Send Joey to New York CC. Listen again. Joey goes where Joey wants to go.
I thought I made that clear. I want to go to Comic Con, but I don't think that's how it works.
I thought I made that clear.
Definitely not how it works.
Joey goes where she wants to go.
The New York crew, I appreciate about the kind of NYC crew.
Mm-hmm.
They're very passionate and very committed to causes.
I mean, they've started a Twitter handle. Kyle,
yeah.
Really abrasive, but in a tenacious, I shouldn't say abrasive, tenacious.
Yes.
Which I like tenacity.
Yeah.
If he's abrasive, I would send Kevin after him and it would just be, when two worlds collide.
Oh, man,
but Kyle's great. He's the one with the green beard, right?
He is.
Yeah, God bless
Correct.
Him for that. He's got a beautiful beard. I respect anyone who's got a beard that long.
Mike also has an excellent beard. He sent in
Mike
a bunch of
drugs.
Clips. I don't think you can say that.
I totally made that up. I'm joking around. I don't even know what Mike we're talking about.
He does all the music like covers and stuff like that. He sent in a bunch of them before prom, and he proposed to Kelsey on our show.
Oh, also all right.
They met in the community, which
well,
is also
then
cool.
He probably doesn't do drugs. Throw 7 gave us tips to 20 seconds and gave us that clip. We'll stop right there.
Hi, Throw
for,
7.
For tips. We got a lot of tips today, but remind me to go back to tips.
Okay.
Because I do want to get... Let's watch
you.
This clip real quick, Kevin,
but
and then we're going to get...
one of the tips you haven't hit yet.
Oh, Jesus. Well, what was that other... What's this other...
The other one was not worthy. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Throw 7.
Throw 7.
Oh, wait. Throw 7.
Throw 7 says 20 seconds. Give us this.
Oh, sorry. These are old. I didn't realize they were older tips. Damn it, Doc. Give me 1 second.
I don't know what this is.
I don't know, man. We've done this.
People have been trying to get me to watch these.
Very funny.
What is this?
Are we going to watch it?
Oh, this is an ad. Yeah, let's watch. What is it? Go for it.
It's Vivio, so I don't want to watch long. So I'm
No. We're not watching this.
Okay.
I don't want to get claimed. What is it?
I don't
Kerr
know.
And Jake had a big enough official video.
Let's just watch 20 seconds of it.
All right, but if we get claimed, you got to cut it out.
Okay, yeah. We're go. At 210 right now. We'll cut it at 230. Here we go.
Go.
Ah, fucking shit. Hold on. God damn it, throw seven. If this gets us, I need to re-edit.
No, stop. Just, what is this? Okay. It was worth it.
What is this?
It was worth it.
It's good.
For those of you listening, it's an older gentleman dressed as a cowboy who's screaming over mountains. But he's superimposed.
He looks like he's
God.
Like, yeah, he looks like God for sure.
All right, cool.
All right, we're going to come back to these tips. We got a lot of tips today. I appreciate you guys so much, including Neobytes, so who just, for still to this day, cannot figure out how the chairs works. Cannot figure out how to give us just 500
it sounds
chairs.
Like he's figuring it out.
He's not. He says, I tipped $7 yesterday. Unfortunately, you guys did not shout this out, which is okay, just to understand it's not about me not wanting to tip 500 cheer mark. It's about the system on Twitch's end being flawed. Also, PayPal is not being my friend either. After me tipping you guys on there, and it showed up until, I guess, later, which sucks. But I have attached the picture and email to Nick's kind of funny email to prove that I did, in fact, tip over $7 yesterday. Neobytes, you're missing the point, okay? Humor, there's humor and ambiguity. If we clarify, it's not funny anymore. You just happen to be the person we're making fun of today. But thank you for that.
Why are you making fun of? We're just giving you a hard time.
No,
but we're still reading.
Shit. I'm giving him shit.
But we're still reading all of your stuff.
Yeah, he gets it. But he also wants me not to. He wants to clarify for me. What he doesn't understand is the further he, it's like when you get in a foot race with Kevin, you've already lost.
Already lost.
It doesn't matter if you win or lose, you've already lost.
Yeah.
Kevin
conceded.
Getting you've conceded.
Mm.
You've played into my clutches. Mm. Neobytes live. You've played into my clutches. Kevin, bring up the news. The news.
It is 11:34.
This is all we're doing today.
It does not matter.
Todd Phillips continues to just throw stuff out on his Instagram. This made all the news headlines today. We are getting a first look today, finally, I guess, at Joaquin Phoenix in the Joker makeup. Now, presumably, this is maybe one version of it. I don't think this is, like, maybe the full transformation of him.
I think it's, like, the final.
I think, if I had to guess, I think this is him going a little crazy and just deciding to put makeup on. I don't know if this is the full transformation of him into as the Joker.
Hmm.
But who knows? We don't really have a lot of details about what this is going to be. If you want to check this video out, if you're listening right now, it's at ToddPhillips1 on Instagram. Kevin. Let's go down this roller coaster of whatever
this,
it's gonna be.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, give it to me.
I'm gonna cut the music.
Just the music?
Sure. It kind of adds into it though.
But it also
you took me by.
Like it's gonna give us copyrights.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely. So it's like it's goofy. It's like it's actually all right.
Oh no. Well,
So if you're listening and you haven't seen this yet, of course, it's like it's the Arthur character who is Joaquin Phoenix playing this character Arthur, and they're superimposing images of clowns over him, and then the last few frames is him in clown makeup. If you want to see that up close, Kev, click over to the next story over on the Hollywood Reporter. They have sort of a still of it that we can take a look at here. Now, when I first watched the video, I was like, I don't like this.
When I first watched it, I watched it without the music, and I was confused.
Right.
With the music, still more confused.
Still more confused. Having said that, looking at just the still is freaky deaky. We're in a freak party, and we're not the freakiest, which is the best kind of freak party. You don't want to be the freakiest at the freak party.
This is...
Or do you?
This makeup seems like it's inspired by the same... You know, the Dark Knight did this?
Sure.
It seems like it's, which was inspired from the original Romero Joker from the...
From the TV show?
Yeah, TV show.
Let's take a look at that. Can you Google that?
Sure. Give me a second. I'll leave it here. Keep vamping.
That does actually remind me a little. It is oddly reminiscent of that. But
different coloring, maybe?
Yeah, different coloring.
Or it's like a little bit more.
Okay. Well, was it not the Romero one?
No, I think you're right. Well, I've seen this somewhere.
I think this is the Romero one's super, super poppy.
What are people
like
saying in the chat?
Bright red, it's like the neon
green.
You're
right. No, it's something else, but it's definitely, it was inspired by something, because I remember reading that fact.
This looks way more, I mean, it's more in the, like, Harley palette.
I don't know, I'm so torn on this movie.
Are you torn on the movie, or are you intrigued by it, or...
I want to see what they're going to do with this. Because people, somebody rightly gave me a point of feedback the other day where they were like, you can't have it both ways. If you want them to do one-off stories,
yeah,
they have to be able to take risks. They have to be able to go to a different place than the DCEU, or yeah, whatever the fuck we're calling it now, has taken them. So on that regard, I do appreciate that, like, Todd Phillips, Scorsese, Joaquin Phoenix, Joker, they can tell a cool story here. I'm just not seeing anything that's really getting me in there, you know?
Yeah.
Cesar Romero was the character that played, I believe, the Joker on the original Adam West series. And we're seeing right now, Kevin just pulled this up, Heath Ledger's Joker was an homage to Cesar Romero's Joker in the intro. Okay, so this was a mask that the Joker wore in one of the episodes.
Yeah.
I see that. But
that's from the opening bank robbery scene in The Dark Knight, right?
That's the bank robbery scene.
Yeah.
So
it's just an interesting move to make the makeup this, which to me seems very reminiscent of that. But also, they already did it in a movie that was, by all accounts, very good. So it just seems like a bold move to be like, oh, hey, this makeup's similar, you know?
Yeah, you think that they want to move as far away from comparisons with The Dark Knight. Yeah.
So I think somebody brought up that this could be the clown from from the opera of Pagliacci. Which is possible.
Which I think
that kind of looks that looks similar.
That plays into the Joker's
origin.
Yeah.
I think that there's only like also so much iteration you can do on the Joker. Maybe
I don't know. The chat is failing us right now. I usually look to you guys to actually tell us what's going on. Maybe people on YouTube could let us know. What if you're on YouTube, you're watching this? Let us know in the comments below.
Oh, interesting.
Who this is inspired by?
Some people are saying John Wacy clown.
Oh, John Wayne Gacy?
John Wayne Gacy, and it's like, that is striking.
The John Wayne Gacy clown is the most terrifying thing I've ever seen in my life.
Just scary.
So terrifying.
This is why, like, if I were, I believe in all sorts of freedoms,
both
religious and freedom of expression, but we should absolutely ban clowns just forever because of that.
You've said that many times.
I stand by it. Look, man, I'm a man of my beliefs. I'm a man of my word.
Clowns and
I
cats.
Still am so just cautious of this movie. Like, I don't have a huge feeling, like a great feeling about it, and I hope that I'm wrong. I hope that it's great. And like, I hope that I'm totally surprised, but with every like little more bits of information
they're
we get about it,
as much.
But even the stuff that we are getting, I'm just like, this is not giving me any more confidence in this.
That's not where I
want to
be.
And I want to like it, because I really like Joaquin Phoenix, and I like the DC universe. I'm just not, I don't think I don't know. We don't have any release date information on this, right?
I don't think so.
Sometime in 2019, I would assume.
I mean, they're in production of it now. We've seen him on set, so I assume they're prepping it for a 2019 release.
I find it fascinating, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, the way that all of this is going down of this. I think it's interesting to do an origin story with a character that's in your mainline stuff that you're maybe trying to blow up, but with different actors. I don't know. It's a lot.
It's convoluted.
It would be interesting if this was in the same universe, but like a prequel. Because,
yeah.
I believe Batman had been Batman for quite a while when we saw him in the current DC universe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and there was a lot of speculation whether that was the first Joker or
another
Joker.
Yeah, they thought maybe it was not Dick Grayson.
Jason Todd.
They thought maybe that was Jason Todd, which everyone was like, that would have been the coolest thing, and then they just totally shit the bed on that and didn't ever evolve that.
I mean, they just didn't go into that character at all, which is interesting because
God forbid they do that. That's just a fascinating series. Why would we even touch on that?
Didn't they say for Suicide Squad, Jared Leto filmed like a whole another movie's worth of content that they just cut?
Yeah,
he was pushing it way more.
Who knows? Who knows?
Chris Shen says, honestly, if this does well, I bet it spawns a new Batman series.
All right, but like, will it do well? Let's be honest, guys.
Who the hell knows what they're going to do? It's such a jumbled mess. They've lost now their Batman and their Superman.
Has that been confirmed?
It hasn't been. It hasn't not been confirmed. Does that make sense? No, it hasn't been denied, rather.
There we go.
Henry Cavill put that video up on his Instagram, and everyone's like, what the fuck does this mean, Henry?
What video did he put up?
Put up a video. It's like where he held up a Superman statue. He was wearing a shirt. But he wasn't like, I'm still Superman. He didn't say anything. And everyone's like, does this mean you're in or out?
Yeah.
What are you doing? It's like when you're dating someone and they text you sup and then you immediately text them back and they don't text you for another fucking 2 days. Yeah. And you're like, are we dating?
The answer is no.
Are we? No, I know. That's why I got married. I don't have to put up with that shit anymore. All right, Kev, bring up this next news story, please. This has got me jacked. I am jacked for this. As you know, I just watched the Jack Ryan series on Amazon Prime. Loved it. Mm-hmm. Loved John Krasinski in it. Was disappointed to read that one of the characters in it wasn't, in fact, John Clark. There is a character named Matisse that they have in it, which essentially is John Clark. It's the John Clark character, but they couldn't get the rights to it because they had to pay extra for that, evidently.
And they didn't want to do
from that. From what my 5-minute Google search taught me.
Yeah.
They were like, we couldn't get John Clark in here. We wanted to get John Clark in here. There's a character that literally is John Clark. Now, for those of you who don't understand, the Jack Ryan verse is Tom Clancy's most famous book series. Mm-hmm. It's got the Jack Ryan character who is an analyst turned CIA, like CIA analyst, turned action hero, reluctantly, when he needs wet work done, when there needs to be a black ops operative, when there needs to be a team that moves in and like actually kills people, John Clark gets called. John Clark, of course, is a code name for another character in the series who has appeared numerous times in the movies as Willem Dafoe's character in Clear and Present Danger and Liev Schreiber's character in Some of All Fears. Well, now Michael B. Jordan is going to play that character for a new series about John Clark, and I am excited to say the least. They're potentially developing a series with him. And as you know, in the book series, he showed up. Actually, I think he showed up at the Cardinal of the Kremlin, but they wrote two books just about him, which was Without Remorse, which is kind of his origin story. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, famously, Rainbow Six, which they turned into a very popular video game franchise.
Yes.
Rainbow Six, I read both those books. They're both great. Mm-hmm. Rainbow Six about John Clark coming together to put an international anti-terrorist team together.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
Oh, man.
So it's like him and people from like all sorts of all the UN spec ops people. He pulls like all stars from the team. It's like an all-star team of like badass motherfuckers for anti-terrorists.
It's this the anti-terrorist version of like Ocean's 11.
It basically is. It's really, really cool.
I just like Michael B. Jordan, so I'm excited to see him in pretty much anything.
Me as well. Chat, let us know if you think about this. I mean, that's the thing. The Tom Clancy series, as far as movies, just has piddled out. But as far as games, they're crushing it.
Yeah.
Ubisoft releases some sort of Tom Clancy-inspired game like every couple years, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we got Rainbow Six. We got The Division is Tom Clancy, right?
Yeah.
What else
What's
do they
the
have?
What's the other one?
Splinter Cell.
But they haven't, done a Splinter Cell
game
in a while.
I know, but it's a very popular. Like, I feel like this year people were hoping that something got announced for Splinter Cell.
They did some sort of Splinter Cell integration into one of the games, right?
I think so. It was in Ghost Recon.
There we go. Oh, that's what Ghost Recon is.
Ghost Recon is also Tom Clancy.
Yeah.
That's what the one I was trying to remember.
You know what, Kev? We're gonna skip this one, and then we're gonna get big topic on this next one. How's that sound? One of the things I love most about myself is I have very talented friends. I can't tell you how much I laughed at this. When we got Elise sent us a screener of this.
Yeah.
About a week ago, but I was too busy to watch it. Finally sat down to watch it. Of course, I'm always late to everything.
Yeah.
Funhouse, in collaboration with Rooster Teeth, of course, has made a new sketch comedy series called Arizona Circle. And the pilot episode is live right now. It is behind, unfortunately,
RT First.
Or fortunately for them. But I want everyone to go check this out. You get a free trial of RT First, right?
Yeah.
You can sign up for the free trial.
Like 14 days.
Do we have a code?
No.
There's no code for it, but if you sign up for it, you can use the referral code of KF. It just credits it to us.
All right, well, I mean, that sounds like a code.
But when you say, like, code, it makes it sound like a discount. It's not.
I just want us to get the credit for their stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There you go.
They made this. And we're sending them there.
So yeah, so we should make money off this.
Yes.
You're right, Kevin.
Absolutely.
We should absolutely. Smart people make money off of other people's talents.
Joey,
we are nothing if not smart people.
If anything, it just makes us look cool.
And that's probably
true.
For
them, you know what I mean? Like, I'm good enough with that.
They had me at the Silence of the Lambs skit they did.
There was quite a few very funny skits in this.
They are... Go check it out. You guys got to go check this out. I was blown away by how funny this was.
Yeah.
This was so good.
After not seeing Tim Geddes for a week, we get back into the office on Tuesday. This was literally the first thing we talked about.
Oh, we talked about it.
Have you watched Arizona Circle?
It's the pilot features, I think I want to say like 5 or 6 sketches with a through line sketch that takes you throughout each. It's very, very well done. Very, very well produced. Beautifully shot. Shout out to my new fucking, like, the superstar, Elise.
Elise Willems, man.
Is just, everyone else is great too. Don't get me wrong. Bruce, James, you guys are great. Yeah. Elise is the Chevy Chase of Arizona Circle.
But Elise without is the Chevy attitude. Chase of my life.
But without the attitude.
She's like the opposite of him in real life.
In real life, yeah.
As far as we know.
Although, to be funny that you mentioned Chevy Chase, Nick. I just read an article in the Washington Post. It's a big expose about him, like interviewing him about that, about why he's an asshole. Mm-hmm. Fascinating read.
Oh.
I don't want to like go over and
where
support
is it?
On the Washington Post.
Okay. I want to write this.
It's a very fascinating read because he's like, I can't get roles anymore. And people are like, yeah, because you're an asshole. But then they talk to his wife and his kids about why he's an asshole. And it was like, it's just a really, they go into a little bit of his upbringing. You're like, damn, dude. Some harsh shit.
He
went through a lot of mental and physical abuse.
Jeez.
And is like, basically, like, I'm very insecure. And when people talk shit about me, my defense mechanism is to just be an asshole to them.
Ripping the fuck apart. I like that.
And he's so smart and quick-witted that people just get torn apart. Like, he's just a terror. And, like, he talks about how he wants to come back and host Saturday Night Live, but Lorne Michaels is like, nah, we're good, dog.
Oh,
and all
that
stuff.
Sucks.
And it's just, it's really sad. It's really sad. Like, it depresses me because I'm such a big Chevy Chase fan.
Yeah.
Especially for a lot of his earlier works, obviously. Vacation. Fletch is one of my all-time favorite comedies. Caddyshack is phenomenal. If you haven't seen Fletch, it's arguably his best movie.
Really?
Yeah. He plays a private investigator, and it's a darling of a film. Then you hear reports of him being really mean to people, and I'm like, I can't get behind that. Mm. Yeah, I've seen Foul Play.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Goldie Hawn.
Oh, yeah.
Dudley Moore.
Heck
gosh,
yeah.
It's so good.
That's where he has the hideout in the house, right?
Yeah.
Because someone made him rob a bank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
No, that's not that one. That's the one with Charles Grodin.
Oh, that's the one with Charles Grodin. Which one's Foul Play?
Foul Play is him and Goldie Hawn again and Dudley Moore. I think it's set in San Francisco. And he is being followed. He's being he's being tracked for something. And he's trying, I don't remember. Clearly, I'm getting these two movies confused now. You got me all.
What's funny is I went to spell Foul Play, but not only did I misspell it, but I spelled it closer to the bird foul than I did to everything else. I gotta go watch this. I don't think I've ever seen this movie, actually.
Oh, it's the assassin. There's an assassination plot against the Pope. That's what this one is.
Ah, that makes all the sense. All good movies from the 80s have to do with an assassination plot against the Pope. All right, we're getting long, and we have a guest on Kind of Funny Games Daily today, so
we'll
fly
through it.
We're going to fly through this. Before we do, though, it is 11:50. I do want to take a moment to tell you guys about our sponsors. Slack. Thanks to Slack for supporting the Kind of Funny Morning Show. Slack is a collaboration hub for work, whatever work you do. With Slack, the right people in your team are kept in the loop, and the information they need is always at their fingertips with mobile apps for iOS, Android, iOS and Android that sync seamlessly. You can always pick up where you left off no matter where you are. Teamwork on Slack happens in channels, letting you organize conversations and information around projects, offices, and teams. And because everything you need to make work happen is in one place, it's faster and easier to get things done. Slack also connects the tools and services in one easy-to-use app with real-time messaging, video or voice calls, group file sharing, drag-and-drop file sharing, and searchable archives that work with all the apps you already use, like Jira, Salesforce, Zendesk, and Google Drive. With Slack, your team is better connected. We use Slack every day. We love it.
All the time.
We swear by it.
I love that we can collaborate with different other workspaces that people have. So
Slack is...
We can do stuff with Rooster Teeth and all of those
people. Rooster Teeth, the people that design our website and maintain the website. We're on a Slack channel with them. We just started.
Just started one with Patreon, too.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah.
I like that you have it there. Slack is like the digital rail system upon which our business flows.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Slack. You want to check it out? Slack is where work happens. Learn more at slack.com. That's slack.com. Our next sponsor is Simply Safe. Here's why we're big fans of Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe is ready for anything that gets thrown at you. If a storm takes out your power, Simply Safe is ready. An intruder cuts your phone line, Simply Safe is ready. Say they destroy your keypad or siren, Simply Safe will still get you the help you need. Sure, maybe it's overkill. Maybe you don't need to be ready for every worst case scenario, but that's what makes Simply Safe's home security system so great. It is always ready. Simply Safe could cost an arm and a leg, but it does not. Instead, they only charge you what's fair. 24/7 professional security monitoring is just $14.99 a month. There are no contracts, no hidden fees. We recommend Simply Safe to everyone we know. Gotta go check it out. Go to simplysafe.com/morning today. That's S L I P PLISAFE.com/morning. SimplySafe.com/morning to protect your home and family today. SimplySafe.com/morning. All right. We forgot two giveaways from yesterday. We're going to get through these real quick today because I want to get back to the tips. And we also have Internet of the Week still. Yeah. Congratulations from yesterday. Noe Lavart from the Twitch chat. You have won Immortal Unchained on PS4. Kenny Blue from Kind of Funny Patreon. You've won Door Kickers Action Squad. And then from today, the Whatnots from Twitch. You won Pixel Ripped 1989 on PSVR. And our final winner today is Travis Gajowski. That's a great last name. From Kind of Funny Games Patreon, you have won Blade Strangers PS4 on PS4. All right, Kevin, give us that Internet of the Week. I don't know if you're ready for this. You just had it
Internet of the Week.
Who doesn't love a cat shooting lasers?
Now, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, Friday is the day we party extra hard.
Yeah.
And when you got to party extra hard, you got to party with sugar-free Red Bull.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Nick, you were going to
This is unprecedented. Nick, I don't know that I've actually ever seen you drink both of these in this amount of time.
Man, I'm back on the sauce, and I'm loving it.
Nick, you're partying
too hard. Did you also have coffee this morning?
You got to mix it in.
Nick, you're going to have a heart attack at this point.
So far this morning, you've had iced coffee, a Diet Coke, and now sugar-free Red Bull.
I tell you, my heart's beating a little fast. I don't care.
I can hear it.
I appreciate the commitment to the party that you have today.
Thank you. You put this first Internet of the Week up. What's going on with this?
So Andy and I saw this on Twitter earlier this week, and we just thought it was very funny. And Andy was supposed to do the show today to talk about this. But Texas grandma kills 12-foot gator. She says she's finally avenged her miniature horse. Texas is just such a gem of a spot in the United States.
Fuck, man. It's just a different reality down in Texas than it is here.
It literally feels just like the Wild West of like anything goes, and it's just a little bit crazy, and I don't really understand it, but I also love it. This to me also seemed like a story that I would expect to come out of Florida, because Florida's kind of like the crazy cousin.
Yeah.
Or not crazy cousin, but like the crazy family.
Florida is the black sheep of the United States.
Florida goes so hard.
Knows how to party.
They fucking know how to party. God bless. I'm not trying to denigrate Floridians in any way, shape, or form. But man, the stories that come out of Florida, we couldn't do in our wildest dreams here in California.
No, it raises the bar for sure.
The stories are so crazy that it has its own title, A Florida Man. You know that, right?
Wait, say that again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A Florida Man? Like that's a big thing where like a Florida Man does this, a Florida Man. Love it.
All of them.
It's the best.
Always.
Was that it for the Internet of the Week?
Yes.
We got one more. I put one more on there.
Oh, what's that one?
I want to give a shout out to Tom G1013 who gave me this.
I did see this.
This made my day yesterday.
Why isn't this making any noise?
I don't know if it has any noise. It doesn't really need noise. We just do it.
I didn't see it.
We watched this in the office yesterday. Not knowing how tongues work.
Best. It is the best. This is why dogs will always win in my heart.
Dude, dogs are the
They're
best.
So, like, just derpy.
Because a cat... How much they don't suck compared to cats.
It's true, man.
I tell you, a cat can't...
I fucking hate them.
A cat can't tongue punch things. I just can't do it.
God. That's a statement.
Tongue punch...
That just tongue punched that donut.
Let's go back to the tips.
Let's do it. Let's see. Our next tip comes from Drax Bourne. Says, just wanted to say, you guys are awesome and I love you guys still. Use the name. I love that you guys still use the name I gave Kevin. Great Wall. Please approve of this clip. Gave us the clip. Also, Nick, you're my idol. Please give me a sweet, sweet butthole. Kev, please, the one. Choose better idols. I mean, you could do way better. A butthole. I gave it to you.
Amazing.
I had to give it to you. I faked him out there.
All right. I don't know.
Is this the clip?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
No, you just play it.
This might be the clip. If it is, congratulations. You made it through the wall.
Very few people. Even the Mongols couldn't get through the wall.
No, they could. That did not work at all. Just so you know, the Great Wall.
Yeah, they had ladders. They figured it out.
All right, here we go.
They were great at siege warfare. Go for it.
I don't know if this is great, but it made me chuckle.
It says fail.
All right, guys. We're here at Salty Dog Jiu-Jitsu. I'm Coach Salter. We're working on our takedowns. You see here, Lindsay's a smaller opponent. And when she shoots her double leg, as long as she runs her feet, it doesn't matter how big and strong he is.
I was not expecting that.
I was not paying attention to those people at all.
We got to roll that back. What the fuck?
The yell made it the best, though.
What, dude? You can't go that hard on the mat, bro. That's amazing. What I love is he jumps, he like clearly rolls off after him.
Yeah.
That was great. That's, that was a good I love one. That. I watch so many dumb jujitsu tutorial videos yeah. that have shit like that in them. I love it. Damn, that guy's fucking. That was
oh,
pretty intense.
Oh shit, but he dives out for him.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like they were not done fucking sparring.
No, that was something. All right, Lesbian Jedi, give us 1,000 cheers. Says, good morning, you beautiful sons of bitches. Just wanted to say hi and go fuck yourselves in a good way. Nick,
fuck
love
yeah.
you all. All right, man. Appreciate that.
Love
you too. Mr. Yasman 300 coming through with a $5 tip. Says, Nick, ask Kevin if he tested the Mrs. Maisel chocolate to be sure it doesn't contain poison or laxatives. Also, hashtag fun clips.
It's actually sitting right in front of you.
It is. Right I'm there. Not going to.
There's a note that says poisoned on it.
I'm not going to
well,
test.
I got into the office and I found this just sitting there.
Why was this sent to us?
So it's all that, like, the preacher stuff that we got. We're on some sort of press.
But my question is, are they coming out with season 2 of Fabulous Miss Maisel?
Yeah, they are.
I'm going to watch the shit out of that.
For sure. I'm going to watch the fuck out of it. God, that show's good.
Great show. What's happening here with Polly?
It's one of the next tips.
BG2580 says, now that Nick hates Central Time, we here in the Midwest now acknowledge that Greg is the true champ. Hashtag Minnesota represent.
Doesn't Greg also hate Central Time, though?
Yeah, he really does.
Everyone hates Central Time. And I believe Greg's from Central Time. Central Time.
So yeah. Isn't that more insulting to yeah. have Greg, to support Greg as the champ if he's from Central Time and just shuns it?
Greg has
Greg
shunned
on a plane.
His
He can't
upbringing.
Tell us anything.
He has forlorn and shunned his upbringing.
Yeah.
And that's sad.
It is.
At least I was born on the West Coast. That's why I have an unabashed loyalty to it.
Exactly. Greg.
But Greg has
just abandoned.
Yeah, he's abandoned his. I've abandoned my son. I've abandoned my son.
I don't know what that is.
There will be blood.
Okay.
Let's see. Jet Strax gave us 500 cheers. Hey, crew, thanks for the daily entertainment while I code my brain to mush in the office. Greetings from Toronto. Sorry, East Coast. That's okay. Again,
in
the hierarchy
of
coasts, it goes West Coast, and then I don't care about everything else.
We don't have any particular grievances with the East Coast, except for the fact that it's cold. But that's just.
I like the cold.
No,
that
the
cold?
East Coast,
yeah.
Joey, the East Coast, the humidity can go fuck itself.
Why but true. I only ever go when it's cold.
That's real true.
Okay,
I guess that's not
great,
true.
But like when it's hot, fuck, it's disgusting. Why is the whole coast that way?
I don't know.
It's swampy. Alice gave us a tip. $5.69, pro maneuver.
Nice.
Says, the morning show and the kind of funny community has been a constant in my life while moving around the world. They have been there to cheer me up whenever I've been homesick, and I appreciate the love so much. We appreciate you back, Alex. Alice, thank you very much. Team Pump and Suds. Wow, I'm talking fast.
Pup and Suds.
I wonder fast. Why. I can hear your heart Ooh. Still.
This is almost gone.
Cannonball. Yeah.
What do you have planned for the rest of the day? I'm scared
Cannonball.
For you.
I gotta get a haircut. That's pretty much it.
I feel. And then are I you just gonna
go,
crash?
Then I'm gonna go to. I'm gonna go hang out with my wife and just.
Oh,
push the button. Just poke.
Yeah, dude,
pay attention
not,
to me. Pay attention to me.
She's not gonna have
she's
a good
not
time.
Gonna like. She's. I already started to annoy her this week, and she's only seen me 2 days. Is that weird? I was like, am I annoying you? She's like, yeah, you really are.
I had the same thing happen with Paula today.
God, I hate when they do that. Why don't they pay attention to us, Kevin?
Why do they marry us?
I don't know.
You know?
They're dumb. Yeah. Team Pup and Sud 69 says, holy hell, Avengers Endgame is the dumbest title I've ever heard.
No.
I am so confident that this will not be the name that I will bet you a $50 tip. When the name is revealed, I'll send you $50 if it's Endgame. If it's anything else, which it will be, Nick blows me a kiss. Deal.
Sounds good.
Also, somebody said, because of the two A's, it could be Avengers Annihilation, which I was like, that is a dope title also.
Ooh, I like that.
That's pretty cool. So
I hope it's Endgame. I think Endgame's a great title. It gives, like, it sounds finalizing for, like, the
somebody?
Overall 20-arc movie that they're building, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it'd be cool.
I agree with you. A Regular Friday. Paul says, hey, kind of funny crew, proposal tax, ? Is that a thing? It sure is. Not sure, but wanted to share a pretty big moment that happened in my life last week. She said yes.
Yay!
Aw, yay!
Congratulations.
Congrats to Paul and
exciting.
Your lovely fiance.
Pro move, don't fuck it up. Andrew Y gave us a tip and said, today is the one day you can watch this video, and gave us a link to this. What is this?
Do you know who this is?
No, but it's going to be great.
So his name's Electro Lemon. On Twitter, and this is the third year I think he's done one of these videos.
Okay.
So we know, we're taking a lot of fucking risks. Yeah. Right?
Holy crap, sorry. Going back to the prior tip, 11 years.
Dang.
Paul's been dating.
Holy
Did you
crap.
See the before and after picture?
Hold yeah, on. Go back to that. Sorry, we glossed over this, Paul, but this.
Paul's awesome.
Paul's great.
That's them now.
That's them now.
Okay.
And that's them 11 years.
Look you at were that. Babies. Babies. You were babies. You know that's how you can tell? Cute. A, the hair of yours, not hers. Hers looks good. Yours never do that again. And then B,
it's the Tobey Maguire.
The red eyes is this, that is this a was an film. Actual that, yeah, that's
photo.
Wow. Dude, congrats, Paul.
Congrats.
We miss you over here.
Good job on the ring too. It's come gigantic. Visit.
Oh my god.
San Francisco look at that. For your honeymoon, NBD.
All right. What's this next thing? What are we taking a chance here with?
So I'm sure that the song is one that we played already.
Yeah.
And we played a lot of songs. So I'm going to play this for like 10 seconds tops.
Now, who is this again?
So his name's Electro Lemon. His name's Demi. He used to do the Gilmore Guys podcast.
Okay.
And he's just like I think is maybe attached to something that won Emmys this weekend, but I don't exactly 100% know what it is. He's great. He's a good Twitter follow for sure.
He's okay. Already got my intrigue because most people like to start being able to see your face. He doesn't want that.
No.
We're seeing his back. It was excellent back definition.
Yeah.
It was time coded at 10 seconds, so it's where I'm gonna start it.
Let's go. Let's get it on.
Oh god, we're gonna get so many strikes. God.
Yeah, this is getting cut out.
Come on.
All right.
I love this, but I gotta cut the audio.
No, I mean you cut the audio, but I still wanna see it, huh?
So
oh, it's just good. This guy gets it.
It's just great.
So this is the third one he's done.
I mean, first off, he can move. Second off, I could watch this all day. What happened? Okay.
Oh, shit, it's so good. I want to keep watching it, but we're not
going to. No, wait, you have to watch for the drop.
We're already here.
Oh, my God.
That was amazing.
But any.
It just keeps getting better.
This...
What a great way to round out this show today, ladies and gentlemen. I gotta be honest
with
you.
It's very good.
We normally go into the chat, but we're long, and that was a perfect way to round out the week. So we're gonna save that chat for next week. If you guys wanna talk to us, of course, go over on YouTube when this video eventually posts after we cut every single thing out of here that's gonna get us copyright stricken and claimed.
Yeah.
Sorry if there's giant gaps in the show if you're watching on YouTube, but that's the way the cookie crumbles, as Greg once said famously in that show that I shot at his house for like 80 weeks in a row. Joey, thank you so much. Kevin, thank you so much. You guys have knocked it out of the park this week. To everyone that has tipped us, I appreciate you very much, and we will get everyone else in the chat next week. We'll catch up with you guys very much. What else did I miss? Subscribe on YouTube, like, share. If you're listening to this, watch out. I'm just kidding. I like to fuck with you guys.
See the way he turned?
God, I'm so good at this. I'm so good at
you're
this.
You're on it today.
Before we leave, what is his channel so people can check that video out?
He's at Electro Lemon on Twitter, and he has it posted on there too. Because I don't know how to say his last name. I'm really sorry, Demi.
Yeah,
Demi. Nope. That's a hard name to say.
Yeah, and I've never heard anybody say it.
Adejumabe?
I'm gonna put the link in the.
Yeah.
Throw that link into the chat so people can check that out.
Also, watch his ones from the previous years because they're also very.
Yeah, those are amazing. And also, we should remember people get pissed at us on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
We go, we'll throw it in the chat, and people go, what about for us? So we should pin the link in the comments.
I'll just put it in the description right now.
Throw it in the description right now. That'd be great.
Section.
Check out the descriptions. You guys can see this video.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
there you go. All right, everyone. Love you very much. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe. Be good to each other. We'll see you on Monday. Kevin, please cut the feed.